This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh, man. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday, right? Yeah, Tuesday. What's up?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. My mouse was like, oh, for some reason, it felt like 500 feet away. And I was like, hello. It was the wrong mouse for the wrong computer.
It's going to be one of those shows. I was sitting here just listening to the intro of the show. Charlotte was like, are you going to join us today or no? And then Jess wasn't talking. I'm like, okay, it's going to be one of those shows, everybody. Yeah, welcome to your Tea Tuesday show. First one of the year. If you don't know what this means, basically, you just got to say what kind of Tuesday you're having. It started because Greg Carpenter from... You know, he was on Mix 106.5 for a very long time, and now he's on Today's 101.9, and he deemed today as the most tired day of the week, Tired Tuesday. And then for some reason, I don't know, we just morphed it into, maybe you're not tired. What kind of Tuesday are you having? But for some reason, we said it has to start with tea, and it just is what it is. So what kind of Tea Tuesday are you having? What kind of Tea Tuesday are you having, Jessica?
I'm having a toasty Tuesday. There's no other way for me to describe a latte, so I'm saying Toasty Tuesday because what I'm looking forward to is making a latte later because I got an espresso machine for Christmas.
Fancy.
And I do want to talk about this at some point this week because I don't know if this is the best thing that's ever happened to me or possibly the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Why do you say that?
Because I am... It's taken over my life.
Yeah? You're like one of those coffee people now?
Well, I am a fancy coffee. I'm a coffee person.
Yeah, but now you have it in your house.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if this was a thing I should have done because it like takes away from me like spending money. But now it's all I think about.
Yeah.
It's all I want to do.
I know.
And also, I shouldn't be, I mean, I probably should put a limit on myself. Can't be having who knows how many lattes a day. You know what I mean?
It's trouble. It's trouble.
Getting kind of crazy.
Yeah. Charlotte, your Tea Tuesday?
2 hours of sleep, truly tired Tuesday.
Yeah, man, I know. This week's always tricky. Getting back into it.
Could not shut the old brain off last night.
And we should have known it, too. Like yesterday we came in, I think we were all feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I slept pretty good on Saturday going into, or Sunday going into Monday. I was like, all right, maybe this week will go okay. Talked to our boss yesterday. He's like, the show sounded great. I said, don't say that because I feel like then Tuesday is going to be really rough on us. So I feel like he jinxed us.
Getting back into the routine is hard.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I'm having a Tinder Tuesday. And that's not Tinder as in the app. It's Tinder as in my muscles. Have you guys been back to the gym yet by chance?
Yep. Yeah.
I went back for the first time last night. Yeah.
A little sore.
It's, you know, taking time off for the holidays. And you're like, I think I can go a couple of weeks and be all right. I'm not good today, y'all. Like, my legs walking into the studio today, I was like, oh, my God. And I think as you get older, you're not allowed to take, literally we say like no off days, and that's like in your 20s that just means like you're supposed to go hard. I think as you get older, you literally can't take a day off.
You mean, or like you can't stop moving?
You can't stop moving
because then you lock up. like it's giving Tin Man. I feel that. Yeah,
like everything in my body, right? And I didn't work out that hard yesterday. I was just trying to just get back into the flow of things.
Yeah.
And everything in my body is just like, oh my God, what are we doing right now?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Today is unfortunately National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. It's always on the 6th because the 12 days of Christmas just ended per tradition. You're supposed to wait until they pass to take it down. And public works officials across the Baltimore area are offering ways to discard or recycle your real Christmas tree. Officials stress that Christmas trees have to be set out curbside for collection without any decorations or lights or anything that you have on them. Baltimore County will collect Christmas trees now through January. January 11th. Howard County's Mary Mulch runs until January 17th. Baltimore City will collect through February 7th, while Carroll and Harford counties have drop-off compost locations for you.
Is your stuff down yet?
No, it's not.
How long?
I don't know. I never have an answer. It's kind of like a feeling.
It's a vibe.
And right now, it doesn't feel right to me.
What do you think?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, you'll just know the day.
It's just, I was thinking about it last night.
Knowing Jess, it'll be Valentine's Day.
I was thinking about it last night, and I'm looking at my stuff, and I was like, I just can't imagine not looking at it yet.
Okay. Number two.
McDonald's might be hit with a class action lawsuit claiming the beloved McRib has been misleading customers for years about what kind of meat is actually in it. Ugh. Saying that the sandwich's name and rib-like shape suggests premium pork rib meat, even though it's supposedly made from restructured pork. The plaintiffs say they paid inflated prices based on that impression and would not have bought it otherwise, while McDonald's strongly denies any wrongdoing and says the sandwich is made with 100% real pork. The lawsuit is seeking damages, restitution, and changes to how the McRib is marketed going forward.
Man, y'all leave the McRib alone. That sandwich has been there for y'all in some hard times. I'm vegan now. I swear to you, there's a few things I think I would break my veganism for. McRib is one of them. No. Popeye's chicken's another one. You're right. Is it kind of nasty? A little bit. It's a little nasty.
So here's my point. So like on the opposite end of that, the McRib looks disgusting to me.
And it is a little disgusting.
But here's my deal. Never at any point did I think it was 100% because that's not what you're going for.
You go
to certain places for what it is. We're not going to start calling people out their name. But sometimes you go for what it is, not for what it's supposed to be. And these people, you're reaching.
Thank you.
Number one.
Ashley Tisdale is speaking out about a toxic mom group she used to belong to. And fans are speculating that this group that she's talking about included famous moms like Hillary Duff, Meghan Trainor, and Mandy Moore. In an article for The Cut, she literally wrote an essay. She explains that she began to notice that she wasn't invited to some gatherings and then would later see posts on social media, how the group started to make her feel unwelcome in numerous situations, creating a very unhealthy dynamic. Now, she did not name names in this article. However, in the past, she has been on record raving about her village of moms, which at the time did include Duff, Moore, and Trainor. So she shared that you deserve to go through motherhood with people who actually like you. And if you have to wonder if they do, this is not the right group for you. However, for the record, a rep for Ashley has told TMZ that the article that she released is not about Mandy Moore, Hillary Duff, or Meghan Trainor.
I have some mom friends and they tell me that like those Facebook mom groups are like so scary sometimes. And I'm clearly not on them. It's like the complete opposite of what I am. But I heard they get like really vicious on there.
I think the only experience, just because none of us on the show have kids, my only experience with like this type of behavior and mom shaming and stuff, I remember how I would see my mom get treated at a young age when I was going to school, because she was working multiple jobs and so she couldn't like come to like a lot of events. She couldn't be involved in a lot of things like at the school.
Yeah.
And I just remember noticing some of the ways that like other moms would speak to her. And now like being at the age that I am now, and I think all of us can relate to that feeling of like feeling left out in high school growing up or whatever. I can't imagine like that feeling being replicated during motherhood.
Yeah.
So I don't know who this is about, but I'm happy that she's releasing this article saying that like that's the last place you should feel unsupported.
Yeah, for sure.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. So, according to kids, what is the one thing adults need to stop doing in 2026?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
It is time, friends. It is the first one of the year. Yo. 2026, crazy. If you've not done what it's been a couple of weeks, so let's refresh your memory of what this is and who Maya is, who is the karaoke pro. If you didn't see Jess's Insta story over the over the holidays.
Yeah.
Were they there the whole time or no? Up at your family's house?
They were there for a couple of days, yeah. Not the entire time that we were home. But Abby and Maya spent some time with us from San Diego.
It's crazy how big they're getting. You know, the show, this is our sixth year of the show, and when we started, I mean, Maya would have been...
Abby was 9.
So Maya then was,
was, but she wasn't in it though.
No, she wasn't, but like.
No, so Maya was like
she
six.
Was tiny. She's a tiny thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So how does this this segment work? You need to know that Jess is very close with her family, and this is kind of how this segment started.
Yeah, so once a week I chat with my niece Maya, who is 11, which is nutso, just about different things that are going on in my world. And I think what I was very curious on asking her, just because kids give an honest, transparent response, like what does she think that we as adults need to stop doing in 2026.
So your Uncle Gerald and I are putting together a list of things that we are leaving in 2025, whether that be like habits, behaviors, even just energies that we don't want to carry with us in 2026. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think is one thing every adult should stop doing this year?
Okay, let's say, for example, you and your child are like just chilling, but then you find out that they failed something or that they did something wrong at school, at home. The thing that you shouldn't do is make the child or anyone feel bad about themselves, especially if it was just a mistake or a misunderstanding. You still have to hear their side of the story first and how they're feeling, because something that I still need to get over is I just don't want to disappoint my parents or my sister or anyone in general, actually, anyone. So when someone tells me that I did something wrong, I feel like I'm a little sensitive in that, because I feel like I disappointed someone when I didn't, when I just did something wrong and I need to fix something.
Do you mean like when someone makes you feel bad about something that you already feel bad about?
Yes. Because like kids aren't as smart as adults, so they still have a lot of learning they need to do. You shouldn't make anyone feel bad.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we should definitely leave that in 2025.
Thank you.
Love you.
Happy New Year.
Gosh, she's getting so grown up, man. It's crazy. Like, even, like, knowledge, you're like, dang, that's wise, man.
She's
wise
so smart. For an 11-year-old. She's so smart.
Crazy. All right, there you go. Nieces know best.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right. First, though, let's play this new and improved round $1,000 minute. Caller 10 is playing today. Hi, who's this? Morning.
Hey, Dave.
Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
You did it.
Good, how are you?
You did it. You did it. Dave is in. Dave is ready to go. Dave, have you played before?
Yeah. It's been a while. Well, yes, I've played.
Oh, welcome back, Dave.
Well, Dave is back. He's ready to go. Dave, this year we're playing for that $1,000 at Royal Farms, so we're glad that you're back, brother. Dave, it's been a second, so let's refresh your memory how we play this game, and then we're going to do it. Jessica, how we do?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than the 60 seconds, you are out. But remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Dave, you ready to play?
Yeah, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one. What is the largest country in the world based on land area?
Pass.
Question number two. The song I Feel Pretty is from what musical?
Oh.
I Feel Pretty is from...
Pass.
Question number three. What is the sixth letter in the word noteworthy?
Oh.
Correct. Question number four. Who is the all-time leading scorer in the NHL? NHL. Who is it? Or you can pass.
Pass.
Question number five. How many quarters would you need to make $5?
20.
Correct. Question number six. What toy shaped like a spud has various attachable facial features and accessories?
Potato.
Correct. Question number seven. Name one artist that makes up the supergroup Silk Sonic. That's 60 seconds right there. Yeah, that's 60 seconds. Yeah, we went three for seven today. We got a little delayed on that that West Side. I guess the question number two, the I Feel Pretty. Jess, let's go back from the beginning and we'll keep going from there.
West Side Story.
Yeah.
West Side Story is number two. Number one, back to number one. What is the largest country in the world based on land area? That's Russia.
It was Russia. Yeah.
You guys did good on number three. Number four, who is the all-time leading scorer in the NHL? Mm-hmm. That is Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky on that one, man.
No. Didn't he just get beat?
Wait, what'd you say?
Didn't he just get passed by the Capitals guy? Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, did he?
We got Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know.
On Google, it said Wayne Gretzky.
We got Wayne Gretzky for ours. I don't know. You'd have to show us some other facts otherwise.
Either way,
you didn't get it in time. But to be fair,
no one on the show is an NHL expert, yeah. So you could be correct.
Unless you want to beat Google, then. But either way, unfortunately, guys, we didn't get it done today.
But you guys got 5, 6, and the number 7. One artist who makes up the supergroup Silk Sonic, we would have taken Anderson Paak or Bruno Mars.
Yeah. So
I've never even heard of them.
Well, it's all right. It's early in the year. It's all good. You know, we got this $1,000 to Royal Farms. A lot to do with it this year.
But Dave, Ron, and Ashley, it's the first time in 2026, though. We're happy to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and it's all good. So what we'll do is we'll come back tomorrow. We've got 7 more trivia questions, and we'll play for that $1,000 in free dashing gas, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Have a good day, you guys. And the $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you can get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy 6-year dating anniversary this week to Jess and Garage Boy. Yay!
Thank you!
That's awesome. That's
Is
really
that what
cool.
we call it? Dating anniversary? Together-iversary?
Garage-iversary, I guess.
You know, the garage-iversary is a little longer than what we celebrated over the weekend, but I think the whole witch anniversary has gotten a little convoluted since we got married.
Yeah.
But yeah, together 6 years this week, Garage Boy and
Congratulations, you guys. We've actually had this topic on the table for a while, but we decided to pull it out today because there's got to be somebody other than Jess that has a story like this, or maybe not. Maybe you guys are the only one.
Maybe we're the only ones that found love in a garage, you know?
Maybe not specifically a garage, but we'll see. I honestly can't remember where we originally came up with this topic. We thought this would be really funny. Is there anybody listening right now where you can't believe with how you guys actually met, or maybe how bad your first date went down, that you guys are still together today? Like, oh my God. Like, our origin story is so crazy or chaotic. We can't believe that we're still together today. Now, some of you guys may not know the Garage Boy story. So, mm-hmm. like, maybe it's a good day to pull that story back out.
Sure.
So, just if you don't know the Garage Boy story and wonder, like, why we're like, oh my God, you guys have been together for 6 years after this instance? Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's pull the story back out.
Yeah, the garage-iversary took place a little over 6 years ago. And the second day that I met Garage Boy, I had invited him to my mom's birthday party. And he met us at the bar that it was actually funny when we were back home for Christmas break. That was the first time we had been back to that bar since that night. Since the night of the garage.
Yeah.
And so he met my whole family. He showed up to my mom's birthday party at this bar. We kind of accidentally kidnapped him and brought him to my parents' house. When he got into the car, he thought we were just going down the street, but then that ended up being our home. So I guess I technically did kidnap this man.
It was a little bit kidnapping, yeah.
He just didn't have all the information, but he was down for it.
Okay.
So was now...
I'd be scared.
You know,
let's be honest.
He was clearly down for it.
One thing I will say...
willing participant.
Yeah, one thing I will say about Garage Boy, he's always down for a good time. Yeah. So we get to my parents' house. Now, Garage Boy is literally the only person in our house that is not like affiliated with the family, that is not some like family friend that's been there for years. Like, he clearly sticks out like a sore thumb to the point where like my dad is like, I know everyone in here except you. Like, who are you, kind of thing. And one thing led to another where Garage Boy and I excused ourselves from the function and we went to my parents' garage where we hooked up. And
best,
after
best part of the story, here goes.
After said hookup, apparently we had been there for so long that the party had ended and we got locked out.
Yeah.
So I then had to call my sister Butter to unlock the door and let me back into the house from the garage, where for some reason I lost all this confidence that I had, started freaking out, kicked this man out of my home. And as he was leaving and walking out the door to his Uber, I said, see you never. To where he turned around and looked at me in my eyes and said, we'll see about that. We have been together for six years, and almost married for two.
How about that?
He's my soulmate.
That should literally, y'all should never see each other ever again.
I said, see you never.
Literally, that should not, y'all, that's not a real love story. Like, that should have been over that night.
It was our love story. Yeah.
Like that's what we're talking about. That should not have been a 6 years later, we're still together kind of story. You know what I mean? But it was.
It was.
It was. And these two are happy as a clam. I don't know if that's a saying. Is that
a
saying?
My man.
Happy as a clam over here. So, like, is there anybody else listening right now? We've been sitting on this topic for a second. And I want to see. And maybe nobody will call because maybe your love stories are very clean. And that's beautiful.
Clean?
We'll see. Maybe everybody else's origin stories are very, very beautiful. And there's nobody else with mess.
Brianna said we found love in a hopeless place. And that's how I feel about my situation. And we found it in a garage.
Is there anybody else listening right now that, like, your origin story of how you and your partner got together is so messy, you cannot believe you guys are still together today? You're like, you will not believe how this started. Jess literally hooked up in her parents' garage, said, see you never. And now here they are 6 years later, like, married, happy as can be. Is that you? Let's hear that story.
This is Ashley on One in Bel Air.
Ashley.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry. Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Your origin love story is not the cutest.
It is not.
What happened?
So my soulmate actually blocked me, but we are still together.
Wait, he boxed you?
Blocked her.
Blocked you.
Blocked me.
So he boxed you. I was like, wait, what? Knocked you out? Like, what? Hang on. This sounds really bad, actually. What happened?
So we have known each other since middle school, actually, but we both reconnected on Tinder a while ago now.
Okay.
After high school, we were both very much in our single era.
Mm-hmm.
Matched. I went to his new house. They had just moved in, him and his guy friends, and hooked up the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, he made me coffee. And then he was like, oh, you know, you can't stay here all day. And I was like, oh, you got it. Don't worry. I'm out of here. And then I couldn't get a hold of him. So
wait, what do you mean? Okay, what do you mean you couldn't get a hold of him after the fact? Like, he didn't give you any information?
No, so like I couldn't. And when I was texting him, he had blocked my number.
Wait, so he literally blocked you.
You guys hooked up, and then he cuts off all ties.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Oh boy.
Yep. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, whatever. We're both in this single era. Fine.
Mm.
Well, the next weekend, I get a text from him. I had already deleted his number, and he texted me. I'm like, who's this?
Oh.
And he tells me, and I'm like, are you joking? Like, I haven't heard from you. And he's like, oh, well, we're having some people over the house. You know, I would like for you to come over.
But you blocked me.
But you exactly. go, right? Of course you go.
So,
but you showed up? Oh, my God.
I did.
Okay.
I did. You're kind. You know, I was
You're
young
very
and
kind.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we started hanging out every weekend. And now this weekend, we have been together for 7 years and we'll be married next year.
Yeah, you are.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
But hang on.
Congratulations.
But what story do you tell people, though?
I just tell them that we reconnected after high school.
Yeah. Okay. That's the most important thing is, what do you tell people? I think that's the follow-up question for people. Thank you for calling us. What's up, Aaron? Good morning.
Good morning.
Aaron's over in Westminster. Aaron, you don't have the cutest origin love story either.
I do not.
So what happened?
So I met my now husband when he came into my work. I was working at the Y in Westminster. Shout out to them.
Okay.
Shout out.
He came in and a coworker said, there's someone here to see you. His name is Brian. And I said, okay, I don't know who that is. And I came out to talk to him and he said, are you married to, we'll just say Jay. Are you married to Jay? And I said, I am. And he said, well, I think that you should see these texts between your husband and my wife.
Oh.
Okay.
And they were very explicit.
Oh, no.
You know, they were very damning.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked for a few minutes. I was sort of in shock. He obviously had a little bit of a heads up for me.
Yeah.
And we just became friends. We kind of worked through everything together. I was a little bit older than him with two young kids, and he was, he didn't have kids. We just sort of became friends.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and then he actually dated someone else, and we were just friends. And then it just happened. He came over for Halloween one day with my kids and went out for Halloween with us, and we've been together.
And he never left.
Well, yeah, 12 years and married for 9 now.
Heck yeah.
Wait.
Heck yeah.
So, wait.
I love that.
Your husband was cheating on you with his wife.
Correct.
And now you guys are together.
Correct.
Wow.
You guys came out on top.
No, literally, if anyone won in that situation, it's y'all.
You're like, thanks for introducing me to my new husband.
My soulmate.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And he took on my kids, and he's been a great dad. He's, raised them.
You guys both.
It's the best thing ever.
We love Brian.
We love the cheating.
No, we love Brian.
Wait.
We love Brian. We don't love her ex or his ex. We love them.
Okay, wait. Do you tell people that story, though?
I would.
We do.
You
do.
With pride.
I call the local radio station. I'll tell
them.
No, yeah. I would tell everybody.
I'll tell everybody every day.
We sound like we were on Jerry Springer. We're like the trailer trash couple.
Hang on. I got to get Amanda on. Hang on. So we're talking about origin love stories not being so cute based on Jess and Garage Boy. You want to explain how we even got here?
Yeah, so Garage Boy and I hooked up in a garage on the second night we met, and it was very unexpected. It was at my parents' house. We got locked out in the garage. I had to call my sister to let me back in, and I freaked out, and I literally told him, you have to leave. Like, see you never. And he was like, we'll see about that. And now, 6 years later, we've been together and we'll be married for 2 years in May.
They're not always the most flattering stories, right? Wait, Amanda, you were at a party. And wait, what was happening with the guy?
One of the guys was drunk and puking over the balcony.
Okay.
And I thought, man, what a real winner. I'll never see him again. Well, apparently he found my name, looked me up, invited me to a bonfire a few months later.
Wait, he looked you up?
What was that?
He looked you up.
Yes.
Okay.
He looked me up.
And is this just because of him seeing you at the party that he was interested in you clearly before he started throwing up?
Yes. And I might have flashed him.
Okay. So he saw something that he liked?
No. You skipped over the flashing part.
So I did flash him.
Okay.
I didn't think that he would actually remember because
Hang on. Okay.
A random flash, or was this like a purposeful flash?
No, it was just a random flash.
Okay, so you flashed him, and then later he threw up.
But why though? How does one just randomly decide to flash someone?
It was just the party and
with
everything, and it was just like to the point where, like, he's just out there, and I'm just like, well. Why not?
Okay.
So you flash him. Wait, how much later did he vomit? I'm confusing the timeline.
Yeah, was it to help him while he was vomiting?
He was vomiting before, and then there was a period where he passed out, and then I supposedly woke up a little bit, and then started vomiting again, and I was on my way out.
And then
please tell me you guys are in love now. Please just tell me you guys are in love.
So we are.
Okay, good.
We've been married for 7 years.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's incredible. I love that.
Wait, how did you guys reconnect?
So he looked me up, invited me to a bonfire.
Yeah,
again,
I would too.
He ended up being super drunk.
And
again,
I was like, okay,
did you wait? Did you flash him again or no? Did you flash him a second time?
Did not.
Okay.
He didn't deserve it that time. Overzealous.
Yeah, and the last time was that I saw him. He is the only person that showed up to help my roommate paint her room.
Oh.
And she had a fit and locked herself in her newly painted room.
What is happening?
And me and him stayed up and we talked and he asked me out.
Aww.
And I was like, I love his personality. I actually like who I'm talking to. Yeah. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And so we've been married for 7 years and coming up on almost 9 years together.
That's incredible.
I love everything about this story. I hope you guys never split because you guys, this is my favorite story of the year. And it's only the sixth day, y'all. Like, the stories aren't going to get any better than this, unfortunately. I'm glad you add the flashback in because it really made the story so much better.
And congratulations to you guys, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Two peas in a pod, honestly. This is great. This is really good. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Did I break up with a girl on Christmas Eve? I did. Was it the wrong thing to do? I'll let you decide this, okay? So if you were here right before the holiday break, you know that I was talking to this girl. We'd gone on, it was what, 3 dates? We've been talking though for a little over maybe 6 weeks at that point. It was all right. It was cool.
Is this the person you were talking about?
Poinsettia.
Trying to decide on whether or not to get her something?
Poinsettia. This is Poinsettia Patty, we'll call her at this point, okay? Yeah. The one that I brought the poinsettia to at dinner. It was that one, right?
Okay.
And everything was fine. It was fine. It was early on. It was kind of too early to tell, but it was fine. Things were fine enough. But something happened, man. Like I said, there's a lot of stories that are going to come out from my life over the next couple of weeks. You guys are going to be like, damn, you had a rough holiday break. It was just a really, really interesting couple of weeks you guys have missed. So obviously, I had gone away to go see my family over the holiday break. And her and I were talking about, it was Christmas Eve. And we were talking about, what are you doing for the night? And it came out.
And this is over the phone?
This is over the phone. Because I was in Georgia. And it came out that she was going to spend Christmas Eve with, ready for this?
Her ex.
There you go. Okay. Her ex's family.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that sounds really terrible. And it is.
But what is her family situation?
Thank you. So before we start judging, because that does sound awful, I think most of us have been like, oh.
I mean, we literally
just
had a story a couple weeks ago where that was all she had.
Yeah.
So this is where it gets really tricky for me because I was like, well, what are you doing tonight? Like, what's the plan? Because I guess it just came up. And this just, y'all, I was spending time with my family. This all happened so abruptly. So when I asked her what she was doing for Christmas Eve, you know, what are you doing tonight? She had brought up that she was going to, because she mentioned it, I knew her ex's name. Mm-hmm. And she would mention that she was going to his house. Now, here's the part you need to know about this story. Her mom passed away earlier in the year.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and so she had become really close with her ex's family throughout the last year.
Of course.
They had broken up maybe 6 months ago. So
that's her support system.
A lot's happened throughout this year.
I think it's tough too when you lose a parent or just lose someone that's close to you and there has been someone in your life that knew them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's that closure there too, an attachment.
100%. But y'all, I heard this and I instantly just kind of knew in my heart, this, I could not do that. For me, this was just not going to be a healthy situation for me because I cannot be with somebody that's that intertwined with an ex. Just for what I need and like my own healing process, I can't be, I knew that they were still in contact, which like made me a little uncomfortable. But I knew if you're going to go to your ex's house for Christmas, I don't really care what the situation is. It just seems really unhealthy and something I just didn't want to be a part of. I knew it was Christmas Eve. It felt icky to do it on Christmas Eve, but you know that feeling in your body when you're just like, ugh. Like, and I just knew that like I could not hold this back. And I said, listen, totally respect that. Like, sounds like you're right in the middle of like a healing process that like you got to get through. I'm not going to like have a freak out. Go do that, but I can't be a part of this. I can't be a part of it. So I literally had to end it. Like, it was like 11:30 on Christmas Eve. Was that the wrong thing to do? Do I sound like I'm in the wrong for breaking something off? Just because obviously she's in the middle of this, but it just felt so icky to me.
And you couldn't wait till after you saw her and to do this in person because why?
It just felt like I didn't realize you guys were that intertwined still. Like, if you guys are that intertwined, why are you dating somebody else? Like, you've been on 3 dates with me and you're spending Christmas Eve with somebody else? Like, that's icky.
I don't know. I think I'm obviously, being on the outside perspective, I'm able to look at it not so much like with emotion, obviously. So, like, from the outside perspective, what I see is, I think your concerns are valid. I think you have a right to say, this isn't something that I want to be in. And this isn't the kind of relationship that I want to have for, you know, like the first time that you kind of want to try to do something serious. You have every right to do that. However, here is this woman who is spending her first Christmas holiday without her mom. And that is not something I would have done in that moment on the phone. I think it's just kind of devastating. So I feel like you have to hold space for both. I think both can be true, where you're allowed to feel that way about yourself. However, my heart breaks for her of having to go through that, because she's in this thing where I feel like losing a parent, you don't know what
to
do. There's no rule book on how to respond to that. Yeah. So I think in that moment, all she was doing was her only option. And I think it would have been maybe just more considerate to have that conversation, not on the phone, to her face after the holidays, is just my input on that.
I just knew I couldn't do it, man. And like, it's everything my body, and you're not wrong, but it's everything my body was like, I just can't do it. And maybe it was the wrong move, but it just felt right at the time.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What percentage of people do you think actually complete dry January? Those people that set out and say, "Listen, I'm not going to drink all January." You got those friends, right? Maybe you. Maybe like, I'm not doing it. You're what now? 6 days in? And will you complete it? Will you not? Let's figure it out. Are you guys doing dry January? Have you ever done dry January before?
I think my dry January isn't going to be alcohol. It's just going to be sweets because of just like the holidays.
Rough couple of weeks, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think dry can be whatever you want it to be. It doesn't have to be alcohol, you know?
Yeah, so I think my...
It's like Lent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
It has to be.
So that's going to be my dry January.
It's like bland January.
Yeah, it has to be. Because, I mean, I feel like crap, honestly. After the last couple of weeks just eating, yeah, just in general, I just feel like...
Re-regulate yourself.
Oh, yeah, awful.
Your system.
Well, I also don't think that we drink as much as we used to. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, like, drinking... You've probably seen studies about this over the last couple of years. It's like, especially like Gen Z. Gen Z is not drinking as much as we used to drink. You know, drinking used to just be everything. And Charlotte's generation now, you guys aren't drinking nearly. I mean, we were just like, well, every night of the week, just like.
I will say, I think it just depends on who you're around. Yeah. I feel like if I was at home, I would definitely drink a lot more because my friends are there.
I'll say this too. I don't think that Gen Z can afford to drink like we used to be able to drink.
Well,
I didn't say nothing about going out though. We kick it at the house, so.
Well, I was trying to think when we were coming up, like we could go to the bar, and I remember this, and this is true. And but again, I was born, there were still dinosaurs roaming the earth.
Correct.
I could take $10 out.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
A $10 bill. I could go to the bar And I would come home with change.
That's crazy.
And I'd be wasted.
For how long?
I mean, literally all night.
Oh, really?
All night. We could get drinks for like $1, $2. I mean, literally, I'd be wasted in college off $10 easily and still have money left.
Wow.
Yeah, American dream.
I know. Literally, we were living the dream. You guys missed a really good era, yeah, man.
Back, I guess, in cost the, does take away a lot of things,
it
too.
Really,
yeah,
does.
That's what I'm saying. You guys really missed out. They're saying that, what do you think? What percentage of people do you think actually complete dry January? Because, I mean, let's be honest, because resolutions in general are tough.
Yeah.
And not many people actually, I think they said only about 10% of people get through the whole year,
yeah,
of just resolutions in general. So let's like shorten that. And we're just going to take dry January. Those people that said, listen, I'm going to go just the month of January and I'm not going to drink.
Okay.
And what percentage do you think? Now, I'm going to say it's not as crazy as you think. It's not like 1% or something. It's not terrible. What percentage of the population do you think actually make it through dry January?
I'm going to say 50%.
Okay. Not bad.
I'm hopeful.
Charlotte, what do you think? Knowing the population, how we do? Now, keep in mind, too, we're in the midst of football season. Touchy topic, I know, right now.
Depends on where you live. So.
Yeah, maybe not here. Maybe a little easier here in Maryland right now.
Or it might be worse, actually, to be honest. Well, there might be a spike after Sunday, unfortunately. Sunday. We're just going to move on. Yeah.
We should check the alcohol stats after Sunday to see how it peaked.
It's true.
What do you think? Jess says 50%.
I'm like hopeful, but after hearing that stat about all your New Year's resolutions, I'm going to go 40%, which honestly, I still think might be a bit much. I'm not sure.
They say around 70% of people actually make
it.
Isn't that crazy? About 70.
I love that.
That's so much higher than
good
I thought.
Good for y'all. Yeah.
That's like literally so much. Now, they say about 1 in 10 people quit in the first week. So like, listen, if we're 6 days in
that's
now.
Okay. At least you tried.
Then you did. Yeah. Another 10% of people drop out in week 2. But after that, about 65 to 75% every year make it through dry January. So like, if you're in at this point, baby, just like keep going. Congrats.
Hey, I'm Leah from Hagerstown. Am I a bad mom for getting rid of my 4-year-old's favorite Christmas toy because it was driving me insane?
Aww.
Oh, man.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. It's time for the parent panel. If you've not done one of these with us before, maybe it's been a couple of weeks. Let's explain kind of what we're doing here. Jessica.
Parents call into the show and they share when someone in their life calls them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just kind of take a step back and see how we got to this situation in the first place.
Well, I'm kind of curious what the toy was. What was it?
So my daughter's 4 and it's her favorite Christmas gift. It's like this kid's karaoke machine. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's all I really have to say.
Wait, that's like the best thing on
Jess
the
just
on
got
the
a karaoke machine. Okay, just know you're walking into somebody that loves a karaoke.
I would be devastated.
Okay, but explain.
Okay, my sister-in-law bought it for her. And I mean, it was like a nice toy. It was expensive. I think it was like $70 or something. And my daughter was just obsessed with it.
Yeah, because karaoke is awesome.
It's not like a normal adult karaoke machine. Like, it amplified her voice, and then you could record it and repeat it back. Like, it had a limited number of songs that were on the machine. It played the same songs and, like, sounds over and over. Like, it'd be like, let's sing a song. Like, stuff like that. And there was no volume control.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't turn it down. I could hear it wherever I was in the house. Like, I tried, like, limiting it. I tried to get her distracted and playing something else.
But she
I told her it.
It
needed breaks. Yeah, no, nothing worked.
Yeah.
So, I hate to say it, but by December 27th, I just snapped. And so, while she was asleep, I just took the karaoke machine to Goodwill.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, and I thought she'd forget about it.
Absolutely
I was like, okay, whatever,
not.
She's 4. Yeah. Since then, she's asked for it like every single day. And I just keep telling her like it's out of batteries.
Wait, that's mean.
It's getting fixed.
So it's gone. It's gone, gone.
It's gone.
So wait, where did bad mom come into this then?
So on New Year's, my sister-in-law came back over And she immediately asked where it was. Oh, I want to hear her sing, you know, whatever. And so my husband just flat out told her I got rid of it. And she didn't say anything to me. But then later my husband told me she called me a bad mom for getting rid of my daughter's favorite toy.
Behind your back?
Yeah.
That's rough. So, God, is that the wrong thing to do then if your kid's toys
Heck
are
Heck yeah, it's the wrong thing to do. That was so messed up.
Jessica, when's the last time you've been around baby's toys? They've evolved. They're worse and worse, man. They're getting worse and worse. But you feel like you were justified in doing this. You feel like it was okay because it was so damn annoying?
I mean, honestly, yeah. But my husband, it's like, well, I get that it was annoying, but you crossed the line because it was expensive and, you know, our daughter loved it. I feel bad that my daughter misses it, but I also don't miss the noise. Like, you know, like, I'm the one at home all day.
I don't feel that bad, I'll be honest with you.
You know, I stay home with her. She doesn't go to school yet. I just know it was going to be all day, every day.
Yeah, because what if she's trying to be a star? Yeah. Like, now she can't be Hannah Montana. And you kind of like ruined her dreams. Like, wow.
Well, let's talk about this. So Leah's saying, listen, my daughter got this really annoying kids karaoke machine for Christmas. It annoyed the hell out of me. A few days into it, I couldn't take it anymore. I took it to Goodwill. My sister-in-law who gave it to her is upset. Call me a bad mom because of it. Like, but if your kids' toys are annoying, are you bad to get rid of them if they're your kids' favorite toys? But they're annoying. 410-583-1065. I mean, this is tough. Jess, this is not fair.
It's not. And you know who it's not fair to? The four-year-old. No. Yeah, your four-year-old daughter's heart is broken. We just got a karaoke machine at my parents' house, and I'm literally going to order one for myself. And I would. I would sing alone all day because it just brings me so much joy.
This is biased, man. I don't trust Jess's opinion on this.
I just think it's so sad. Of course, I feel like you're always so obsessed, whether you're a kid or an adult. You're so obsessed with the new thing you got for Christmas, and you didn't even give your little girl a chance. Like, 2 days after you took it to Goodwill.
I'm going to be honest with you. So my sister has triplets. They are two. Overstimulation. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. You know, yeah, but now, now imagine it times three, all at the same time. And I listen, I love those little guys. I couldn't have left that house any faster. It was like the Roadrunner, y'all. Like, you got to have some protection over your own peace in your own house. And if that comes at a cost to your kids having fun, like, I'm sorry. You're allowed to throw out at least one toy a year, period. Leah's saying, listen, I threw out my kid's favorite toy because it was annoying. Was that the wrong thing to do as a parent? Who's up?
This is Wendy in Baltimore on two.
Wendy, do you feel like Leah was in the wrong by throwing out her daughter's favorite Christmas toy, even though the toy was super annoying?
No, you know what? So I totally back up the mom in this situation, because if you have a toy that is driving you nuts, it's your household as the mom, and so you can do whatever you want with it.
Whatever.
There's only
you
2 days. Maybe, like, I don't know, a month, okay, but 2 days? No. She didn't even get a chance to be
so
excited.
Annoying.
Well, but you know what? I think 2 days is better, because then just get rid of the toy. The kid's only 4 years old, and then they'll forget about it, and they'll move on to some other toy.
Unless she remembers for the rest of her life, and she's like, this is the first time my mother did not support my singing career.
Well, I really doubt a four-year-old is going to remember all of this. She's so young, she'll move on to something else. And you know what? If she really misses this machine, the mom can always buy it for her later in a couple of years.
A couple of years, Jess.
I totally get it.
Her 18th birthday.
I remember some traumatic stuff. I'm just saying.
I totally get that the mom was just overstimulated.
Yes.
And she just said, that's enough.
Yes.
I'm cleaning up after Christmas. This toy's got to go.
So you feel like any parent should be able to throw out any toy and there should be no hard feelings about it. Like, the parents are in control of the toys, and like, that's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's their house. You know, the person that gives the toy, they might only be around that house for like a couple of hours, but the parent has to live in that house.
Exactly. Okay, thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Paula on four in Annapolis.
What's up, Paula? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I mean,
so we all have those annoying toys, but we actually have to learn how to live together in the same house. Mm-hmm. So I think you set limits on when she can use it during the day, or she can use it 15 minutes and it has to get put away. And if things continue to escalate and she doesn't want to do that, then she knows the repercussions of, she could lose that toy.
Oh.
But I would give her the chance of setting a limit.
We're going to
go from there.
So now, we missed an opportunity on like a learning lesson here.
I don't know. Can you have that with kids? I just, like I said, I just get back with a bunch of triplets, man. I don't know that you can set limits like that.
Well, then she knows she's going to lose it. And I think that's something she's going to remember.
that mom wasn't playing around. I said 15 minutes. I even put the little timer on, and you went beyond that. I'm either going to take the batteries out of it, and you can't even physically use it, but I would not just pitch it.
Okay.
I think the sister-in-law has a right to be upset. And she probably won't buy any gifts for the child if she doesn't know, you know?
Well, I will say, if my $70 got taken to Goodwill that quick, I'd be pretty upset. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Sarah in Catonsville on 2.
Sarah, we'll give you final vote here. What do you think? I mean, Leah literally took her daughter's favorite holiday toy, took it to Goodwill behind her back. Because it was super annoying, though. That's the point we got to, like, make here. It's super annoying. It was annoying her. She's like, it was too much. Was that the wrong thing to do?
Absolutely the wrong thing to do. I see what both of the moms calling in are saying, but I agree with limiting the use of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for a child to be, I'm on Jess's side because I just bought a karaoke machine for my whole family.
Yeah!
What's up with karaoke machines? Everybody's getting karaoke machines for holidays.
We love it.
Because you know what?
A little bias.
There's you guys are in this business. You're in the radio business. There's no better joy than somebody being able to get up and sing and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And for this child to enjoy that machine that much, the mom should have limited it. And then if she really didn't like it, she should have said something to her sister-in-law like, look, this is too much for me. Can I give it to you for at your house? And then give her that option.
True. Right? Very true.
Limit it or let her play with it at your house.
Yep.
It could be the favorite aunt or her go over there. But don't get rid of something that a child. Look, I've raised mine. I got plenty. But, you know, for a child to be able to sing and dance and have a good time, I'd much rather than be making noise and having fun like that than sitting and staring at a tablet or a computer or just watching TV.
That's okay. So that's a good point. I mean, so Leah, what do you think then? I mean, after hearing like these points, should that make you feel differently that like maybe it was the wrong thing to do then? Like,
In hindsight, like maybe I could have given it more than 2 days.
Yeah,
maybe a week.
You know, if she got tired of it on her own, but like. Honestly, like my house is so quiet now. Like, you call me a bad mom. Like I don't care. I'm just enjoying the peace and quiet.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.